One of the most anticipated Hollywood films of the fall, director Steven Soderbergh's The Informant, is being released nationally today. The film, starring Matt Damon, is essentially about the real-life FBI investigation into price-fixing by agribusiness giant Archer Daniels Midland, or ADM, back in the 1990s. The film was adapted from the book of the same title written by New York Times reporter Kurt Eichenwald back in 2000. WMNF spoke with Eichenwald earlier this week about how he went about putting all the research he did on the story into a narrative form.
In all stories, you have issues of people spinning things their way and what's real and what isn't. And I am a big fan of documentation. In this one, there were a lot of videotapes and audio tapes, you know, undercover FBI tapes. Well, that was the foundation of anything. You know, if I can see it happen, okay, that's what happened. Then there were transcripts, and if, you know, I could read the transcripts, I could pretty much, you know, rely on them being accurate. Then on top of that came what are known as FBI 302s. These are FBI notes of interview. I used those not to prove the underlying truth of whatever was being said, because, you know, people were lying to the FBI. But there are a lot of scenes that are recounted where people are telling the FBI things. Well, those things appear in the notes. And so that was, you know, if I interview somebody and they recount what an interview went like, you know, I have the actual contemporaneous notes to establish that they're telling the truth. And you just keep moving up the line, you know, expense reports, contemporaneous documents, sworn testimony. And then you get to the very top, which is interviews, the interviews I conduct. And those interviews have to correspond with everything that's beneath it, with the rest of the pyramid. And, you know, just like a pyramid, the, you know, at the bottom is the strongest base. And at the top is the part you just sort of say, let's hope this corresponds.
Exactly. We're speaking with Kurt Eichenwald. He's the author of the book, The Informant, which, of course, is coming out as a major motion picture later this week. Kurt, of course, the basic gist of the story is that ADM, Archer Daniels Midland, was price-fixing with a Japanese company on a product called lysine, an amino acid used in animal feed. How did the FBI find out about this and start investigating?
Well, it's funny. You know, when you lay it out that way, which... people do. I mean, even salespeople from Random House have described it that way. I think, oh my goodness, I wouldn't want to read that book. I mean, price fixing, lysine. And, you know, really what you've got is, and plus they'd never make a movie out of that. Really what you've got, the centerpiece of the story is the informant, a guy by the name of Mark Whitaker, who was the highest ranking corporate executive to ever work with the FBI as a cooperating witness, but who at the same time was losing his mind and nobody knew it. And so reality blended with fiction, blended with lies, everybody was lying about everything. And the story just becomes absolutely unbelievable. And I got into it, you know, when the raids of ADM took place, and then all these strange things started coming out about the cooperating witness, and it just became more and more bizarre until I finally said, wow, I really have to be on this story.
Now, what's interesting about this, especially in the early going here, is the frustration that the FBI agents have with the main source here, Mark Whitaker, where they simply at times don't believe him. And there's a lot of discussion and dissension almost in the FBI agencies about whether even to go further with this case at all, if it's really even worth it.
Well, and that's actually what's going on there. Not, you know, I'm going to try not to give away the big turns that come in the last half of the book. But what's really going on, they're discovering his resistance, they're discovering lies he's told, and they think they understand what happened. They think they understand, okay, we know he told a lie about there being a saboteur in his business, and, you know, he told that to the FBI, but we know the reason he told it is because he was having trouble with the business, and he was telling this to his bosses to excuse what he was doing. And they walk away believing that. And in fact, it's one of the signs that something else is going on. The very fact that he originally cooperated and then fought back from cooperating until he was told, you know, if he doesn't cooperate, he could be the very one who gets indicted. That was a sign that there was something else going on. And so as, you know, readers come across these things, you know, I am giving them a little bit of a heads up. Those things are not quite what they appear to be, and they'll find out what they really are in the last half of the book.